From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Liberia presidential election results are in. An emotional George Weah waved to cheering supporters in Monrovia Thursday. The former soccer star has been declared the winner of Liberia's presidential election. The country's electoral commission said Thursday that Weah won 61.5% of the total vote and won 14 out of Liberia's 15 counties. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai. Afghan officials say more than 40 people have been killed and 84 others wounded in a suicide attack on a building in Kabul that houses a Shiite Muslim cultural center with ties to Iran. Miriam Diallo has the story.
A spokesman for Afghan Ministry of Public Health told reporters 4 women and 2 children were among those killed in the blast. Responding to criticism over a lack of security around the building, Afghan officials said the cultural center did not inform police prior to holding Thursday's event. President Ashraf Ghani called the attack a crime against humanity. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack.
The United States announced Thursday that full visa services for Turkish citizens wishing to travel to the U.S. will resume and said it received assurances Ankara would inform Washington before moving to detain or arrest any embassy employees. Turkey welcomed the decision on visas, but said that it had not provided the U.S. any such assurances. And we have more on this story related to Turkish visas for Turkish citizens on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Iranians took to the streets of Mashhad, the country's second largest city, to protest rising prices and condemn the government on Thursday. Police arrested several people. Video online shows officers dispersing the crowds with water cannons and tear gas. Protesters chanted against President Hassan Rouhani and condemned Iran's involvement in Syria's civil war. The number of jobless in Iran grew to 3.2 million out of a population of 80 million. An increase of 1.4% last year. The prices of several staples, including eggs, have risen by up to 40% in recent days. For reference, a Holy Shiite Imam Reza shrine is located in the northern city of Mashhad. Ukraine and pro-Russian separatist rebels have conducted the biggest prisoner swap since the war broke out in 2014. It fulfills a key part of a 2-year-old ceasefire deal. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and clergy greeting captives released by pro-Russian rebels. Under the terms of a 2-year-old ceasefire deal, 74 Ukrainian prisoners of war were to be exchanged with 306 pro-Russian separatists held by Kiev. Poroshenko said all 74 are now home. About 100 more Ukrainians remain in rebel hands. More prisoner exchanges are expected in the new year. And there's been no immediate response from Moscow. More than 10,000 people have been killed in Ukraine's war. Casualties still occur almost daily, despite the 2015 Minsk agreement that froze front lines in place.
Pakistan has warned the United States against undertaking any unilateral military action on its soil. An official also rejected as baseless accusations of inaction against the Haqqani network plotting deadly attacks in neighboring Afghanistan. A chief military spokesman said Thursday that Pakistani forces have undertaken indiscriminate operations against terrorists, including Haqqanis. U.S. officials have long accused Islamabad of turning a blind eye on covertly helping the Afghan Taliban and Haqqanis to stage cross-border attacks against Afghan and U.S.-led forces. U.S. President Donald Trump wrote on Twitter Thursday that there will never be a friendly solution to the North Korea problem if China continues to allow oil into North Korea. And Venezuela's cryptocurrency will launch within days and be backed by 5.3 billion barrels of oil, worth $267 billion in a bid to offset a deep financial crisis, the socialist government said on Thursday. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.